61. Turn into that which you desire. Reinstatement of the heart of the other in the heart of the self. And a gull has pointed wings that point in two directions he is not going. We're in the country where things turn into themselves. No syntax left, nothing to hide. A growl of hunger deep in the cave of same, where we wait our turn in the sun glare. The names we give our obsessions. Go there and buy something. Buy something that knows you, that knows your secret name. Buy a day-old rose from country gardens, a tune I insist you've heard before, or always knew, but you are on the other side of music. The devil licked it with your tongue, skin-tight clothing of the rock, loose lubricity of the sea's peignoir, green as amber. Why did you say that? How do you let yourself be so wrong? Because a breeze speaks me, an air inside the understanding, like a cardinal of the church or a martyr burning, still mindful into the exhausted air. That's what he meant by turning something into what it is already from the beginning, sea without land. Amen. 62. The Tao Te Ching Tom Meyer sent me, bristling with silences. Wind solves fire, fire solves rock, and so it flows. The old man asleep for once, the ox trudges on, made in China like the mulberry paper, the stone jar, the jade man the size of a man. Nothing on earth shyer than a word. 63. Do you belong here? Bird in sky, provisional arrangement, stone on stone. Do shadows all around the room look like yours, cast by the opacities of your, and only your, house? That means your body. That means what it sees and feels. What casts a shadow? Yours. The snake on the lawn is yours. The white iris by the porch, yours. Too many things belong to you. And where do you belong? Who rules perceiving? Who gives you what you see or lets you borrow it? 64. Woodcock, willet, birds of island, kingbird, catbird, bobolink, blackbird, grackle, robin, dove. And far out the western cliffs one day, two crows, not otherwise known here, among all the swallows and seagulls and terns. Waiting personages, barges, boats. Miracle cures for yesterday. Hazy, breezy, grommet, angry tern, hover over, Holy Ghost, white dove, on the ceiling of the old church in Morzine. I read his delicate beak. 65. Delicate work of being somebody else. Anatomy of a scream, I parse. Phantom agony, you remember, sober, carrying bottles, filled with your own wine up the elevator, to a floor you never reached before. I try to write this down with a gold pen, that glisters iridescent in morning sun, more than I know how to make the words do, except by what they're pointing to, seraph glistening, slippery traces of you. 66. Being on the way to the other side of somewhere is being home. The mountains of yesterday are full of thin sheep, the oracle said, full of rain, mist, moving, shaping a new language for the eyes. Speak the mist deeper into the almost opaque colors of a word there is no need to speak. Philologist of necessity, an artisan of the unknown, breaks stone. 67. Evander was king of that Elmy River, but we need to fight the calico wars again, fight the landlords, no man pay no rent. Occupancy is possession. Burn all the records. Come home from Baghdad and do that now. The content of liberal education is to keep the poor in their place and balance cheap labor with passionate consumers. History is maximizing profit for the few. We know all this, why say it again? Because I keep forgetting. Genuflecting in philanthropized museums, gentrification of the neighbor mind, until the young bride's ring slips off Melisande's finger, and farewell, wishing well, no more Shanahi or wedding bells, the multitudinous waves of greed, pretty enough as they break up on our shore. Aesthetics is the knack of making do with the terror of the situation, teaching the poor to feed on pure perception, the blind man tasting sugar with his hands. 68. Religion is getting things without having them. Just lift the wooden latch on the flimsy paper door, and all the world's your dancing floor. We've had our little squall of lucidity, cloud full of propositions, just like you. Resemblance is bad for the soul. The contradictions, Bella, keep us going. And drunkenness and all the arguments spun out from the chancelleries of prose. Be young with me at last. I never was the thing you am, but always other, your oldest child. Just be young with me in magic doubt, touching for good luck the witchcraft trees of every passing woods. And genuflect before the moment only. Only the instant is beautiful, the light that shows through, between the seams and fissures of the actual, how far I am from knowing who is all you need to know. Doing something to the flow of time, loosening something, tightening something, maybe the same thing, letting something go. Concelebrate with dragons, tone roads, isomorphic tyrannies impose. You get the feeling you're not supposed to feel. The trains walk on time, but let me go on sleeping. Do they have lightning on the moon? Can I get a room with just one candle and no shadows, a bathroom with no mirror, a morning with no checkout time, and a peephole in the door to know who passes, and another in the wall so they can look at me, that I might know myself in their admiration? Look at me so that I live. I am the occupant of the room and have a clock of my own. Listen. You can hear the station master's lament, a train that takes them all to prison, and never do what your heart tells you to, because the true heart knows no doing. Just sit there listening till everything is done. Answer the phone before it rings. 69. As a start, a stare at a star, you stand there, paying all the attention you can, but there is the body you stand in, the little pea in the bladder, the shoulder you hurt yesterday, hoisting something too big for your age, a box to put books in, where it all began. The transgressions, you understand it now, the wrong things you always did, looking up at stars, down at book, but where was the hither prospect, the right before your nose, the world between? Oh, shy is the shape of the other in the south, shimmer of silence, shy in you when the other speaks, and shy too, inky dark. It is dark between my ears, and you were raised to love martyrs, the self-slain, altar-bound heroes. Lions ate them and fire burned, but better a live thinking, you think, than a dead believer. Enough for you nowadays, the purple heather up Lookout Hill. Is that maturity or corruption? Maybe you'll never know. At least the star stares back, the way an island off the coast is yours for the looking, shifting in and out of fog and the flowers in the graveyard. Who looks at them? Face me when I'm speaking. Answer the nice flowers. Silk ones, the lady. She wears them on her hat. She wears a little veil. She sits on a throne. The throne is made of her. The veil is made of flowers, to hide her quiet eyes. As if whatever I must speak, she needs but does not desire. Need without desire, I have fled all my life when I have done with silence. 71. Tree in the window of the particular. What kind? Sycamore, she thought. its white bark blamed with ivy. Broken syntax trying to tell you, an orchestra is always ending something. You leap onto the bare stage, and everyone can see you but me, because I was born blind in a Bible. Only words fit my teeth, nothing to see but the dissolving alphabet, whose residue is everything I touch.